This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to what I believe will be another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I hope everybody's having a good day. Look, wow, you know, a lot of damage done in France today. Hello, Robert, Ron, and Tina. Man, you guys are just, you're jumping right in, aren't you? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, but I mean, seriously, the damage. I saw that fire start I saw the fire start there in France at the, come on. See, I knew I was going to do this. Right? What's that? The Notre Dame Church. Yeah, I'm working on it here. My brain's just, it's catching up with my mouth. It takes a minute. At the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. And, you know, you saw the flames and you just kind of got, okay, well, you know, they'll get it out. They'll handle it. They know what's going on there. I'm sure they're on top of it. And man, I had forgotten that that thing was just one big 800-year-old, you know, fire pit. And that, you know, the lumber in that place, the wood in that place has had, what, a little over 800 years to dry out for all intents and purposes. I'm not being funny. I mean, seriously. And I can't even imagine trying to fight that fire. Can't imagine. When, you know, some people were asking the questions, where were the firefighters? How come they weren't in there faster? Yeah, shut up. You don't know what went on. What do you think? The firefighters wanted that place to burn down? So, anyway, like I said, I hope nobody gets hurt. I hope the firefighters stay safe. I know even at this time they're still, you know, walking through, they're still trying to put it out. And the only thing I don't understand, there's a river right behind that thing. You think they'd be ready for just about anything. Throw some hoses, and again, I'm oversimplifying. Throw some hoses in the water and get to it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and you don't even have to be religious or anything. You know, the amount of time that thing has stood, the wars that thing has been through, and a fire takes it down. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Guess who joins me tonight? Yep, Kimberly Marin is going to join me after the break, and I'm sure she is fired up. I was fired up, too. Yeah, you know, we had Bernie the Sanders today, right? I mean, he went... did a town hall with Fox, if that's what you want to call it. And if you watched that painful hour at all, and I say that because I really expected him, he had nothing to lose, right? And I expected him to come out swinging, and you got to give the guy credit. He's a little more polished than he was the first time around. Doesn't look as afraid. The microphone doesn't scare him, but they were his people. And he was in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, right? Very big swing area. And he's looking more and more and more. He's selling this socialist thing, but he's not selling it as socialism. He's selling it as health care for all, jobs for all, more money for all. And I love when he says, you know, we'll hit this off and on during the show, but when he was talking about low unemployment rates in other countries like China, because I'm sure they report properly, right? That's number one. Number two is if you pay attention to China, they have state-run projects all over the country. They're building cities they have nobody to live in to keep people busy, right? The government keeps you moving, keeps you working, keeps you going. It's been my argument, even with some of my capitalist friends who don't agree with me. You can't compete against China. You can't compete against some of these places because the government subsidizes a lot of these industries. The government owns a lot of them. So, again, you can't. I don't know how he brought up some of these countries he brought up. And then I think he stuck his leg in it, stuck his foot in it. When he talked about the whole thing with, health care, he brought up the VA. Well, there's government health care. Oh, just look at the VA. Some of those guys will say it's the best health care you can get. When you can get it, when you can get on the calendar, when you finally get into the hospital, yeah, sure it is. But Bernie, I don't know if you heard, but 22 vets a day die because they can't get help. Or did you miss that one? Maybe. You know? And you notice it. I noticed tonight that he's dropped the term millionaire. Anybody catch that? Now he's just going after the billionaires. You know what it might be? You know why? It might be because Bernie's a millionaire. He released 10 years of his taxes. I wonder if he included some of the money he got from Hillary. Right? Not one answer. He had not one answer all night on how he's going to pay for this. Other than to put more taxes on the rich. But who are the rich? What is the wealth tax that he was talking about? I wrote some notes. Yeah, believe it or not, I wrote down notes. So he released his taxes. He paid 21% of his money he paid in taxes last year. He made $1 billion 2 years in a row, 16 and 17. If he didn't take advantage of the tax breaks that he rails against, he would have paid closer to 40%. But he had no problem taking advantage of those same taxes he said shouldn't be there. And when Martha McCowan asked him point blank, well, you can always write a check for what you believe. You say it on the road. But you can always write a check for what you believe you should pay, shouldn't you? He giggled and really didn't respond. You know, I mean, seriously, think about something. He talked about he wouldn't be apologetic for making all that money through a book he sold. I got news for him. Bernie, selling books? It's capitalism, buddy. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
To the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. Boy, that's an old song. I'm good with it, but it's an old song. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly and honestly being part of the conversation. Look at, don't just hang out to make noise, right? You want to be part of the conversation? We have a live chat room going on at the website. We have a live chat room going on that Facebook thing. I guess it's called a feed. And, you know, just get involved. Get involved with other people. It's really not hard. It doesn't, it's not brain surgery, people. If I can figure out, listen, if I can figure out how to do it and you can't, there's a problem. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you should give up your driver's license, too. I don't know. I'm just saying. Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. And she was smarter than some of the rest of us because she did not watch Birdie's event. I don't blame her. Hello, well, are you there?
It was actually because I was busy doing something else, but I wasn't watching it.
Say it the right way. You were actually busy doing something constructive. Got it. Understand.
Yeah, I was. And I can't take his Seinfeld accent. I can't do it.
But he brushed his hair and everything.
He actually brushed his hair?
He actually looked like either he brushed his hair or somebody threw some bacon grease in it or something, because it really looked like, you know, he had taken care of the hair flying. You know how he looks, right?
Totally. Yes, he looks like a Muppet.
Yes.
He reminds me of one of the old man Muppets.
Totally. Totally. What are they? They always do the one with, it's the two old guys. It's usually him and Schumer they're making fun of.
I mean, yeah.
You see that, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
So, anyhow. Well, he talked about spreading the wealth, and then he also talked. Now, this is you and I kind of hit on this during the break. He talks about the low unemployment rates in places like Germany, in places like China, right? First of all, you know they're reporting truthfully. You know what I'm saying? And then
right.
And secondly, they're government jobs. A lot. I mean, heck, they have more elevator operators, in some of those countries than they have in the whole planet. Because they're government
jobs.
Who
cares about the unemployment rate in other countries? Why is he even bringing it up?
Because we're making a big deal out of the unemployment rate here, and it's no big deal compared to other countries. And then the other thing was, you know, again, the whole economy is because of Obama, and his policies has absolutely nothing to do with Trump. But this kind of gives you some insight as to the direction they're going to go into, doesn't it?
If that's the way these people are going to go after Trump's been in office for over 2 years, when they're running to try to beat him, they're going to lose bigly.
I agree with you.
If they're going to try to give Obama credit. Like, the first couple of years of Obama, actually, all 8 years, really, he blamed Bush for anything and everything. and anything bad, that is. And they're now going to try to take credit for anything good when nothing really good happened under the Obama's administration's 8 years.
That's right. They don't care. They don't. I'm really. I say this all the time. I never let anybody say that, you know, being a liberal had a sickness attached to it. Lately, I'm like, okay, go for it. I'm not even going to stop you anymore because I can't make. How do you do this? When you've got, you know, between the economy, low unemployment, everything else, what did it take? It took him leaving office. It took Obama going before this could happen. Are we serious?
Yeah, Obama did a bang-up job of helping the economy and to try to make it better, you know, right before he left office after 8 years of the highest poverty rate, more people on food stamps than ever, skyrocketing healthcare costs thanks to the biggest failure in modern history, Obamacare. Yeah, Obama did a bang-up job with our economy. I will withhold the further part of what I was going to say of that sentence.
Thank you. No, what's even better than that is how, when he talked about socialized medicine and how great everything is,
this was
even better. He talked about the VA. He actually had the guts to bring in the VA and talk about what a great job it does and how much the veterans love that. I'm like, are you serious?
Some veterans, some VAs actually do a good job, but not overall. And we've seen what happened. We've seen people getting, you know, their information tossed out and not getting helped. I mean, that happened under the Obama administration. No one got fired and nothing changed.
No.
So I don't know what he's talking about.
Nothing got changed.
These people live in an alternate reality of delusion is what they live in. They're like university professors. They live in this white tower, this ivory tower. They have no idea what's going on in the real world because they haven't lived in the real world in a really, really long time. Bernie Sanders has nothing but a political hack, career politician who's could never hold on to a real job because he was too lazy. This guy got kicked out of a commune, for God's sake.
No.
And he's going to say anything about the economy, he's worse than Paul Krugman, who is literally a hack.
People forgot about that. They totally forgot about the fact that he was thrown out of a commune. You know, because he saw it, he believed it to be a place he could go hang out and be fed. Didn't work.
Yeah, and do nothing.
Yeah. Well, apparently he's very comfortable doing that thing.
Well, that's why he's a politician. He's done nothing his whole career as a politician except yap his mouth like he's a Seinfeld character. I don't get it. I really don't get it. And I really don't understand why young people think he's so great.
I'll tell you why. Come on.
Because he's telling them they're going to get free stuff.
Right. Bingo.
They don't know that they're going to be the ones paying.
And it's not a little bit of free stuff. It's a whole bunch of free stuff.
Yeah.
You know? It's really sad. I mean, it's really sick, actually, when you think about it. I mean, and he gets away with it because, you know, when you look at the people in his crowd, is there anybody in his crowd with white hair?
I don't know.
When you see them, you never see the old folks there because they know better. They know what he stands for.
We do in New Hampshire because that's the Democrat Party is a lot of those people. But that's our makeup anyway.
Oh, no. And he was funny about that. He was actually called on the carpet over the, what was it? They tried to do single-payer health care in Vermont. And apparently, you know, it went down in flames because it doesn't work. And he tried to make excuses. The governor wasn't really for it. They really didn't do it the right way. You know, you ever notice that? Nobody ever does socialism or communism the right way. I mean, my question is, what happened? Not enough people starve? We didn't kill enough people? I don't get it. What do you mean we didn't do it the right way? We got to go for a break.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Kimberly Marin's going nowhere. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Just days before Easter, the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris suffers significant damage from a fire, possibly sparked by renovations. In New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan.
To see that reduced to ashes, my oh my, I remember our song
from the ashes, we rise up. We had Ash Wednesday. We want to rise up with Jesus at Easter, and I believe that there'll be some rising from this dying.
The spire is lost, but the main structure of the cathedral has been saved, and the two iconic main towers have been saved as well. The French president has promised to rebuild the landmark cathedral and says he is seeking international help. The Mueller report will be released Thursday by the Justice Department. President Donald Trump issued several tweets Monday saying the findings have already ruled no collusion, no obstruction. Trump saying in one tweet, the crimes were committed by Crooked Hillary, the DNC, Dirty Cops, and others. Investigate the investigators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a big, beautiful donation button. I want you to hit the donation button, you know. Give me a few bucks. Don't have that coffee. Don't send me the coffee. Send me the money, okay? I can't stand the coffee that a lot of you drink anyhow, so I like my coffee. But, you know, seriously, when it comes to social media, it's really funny. I had somebody send me a copy. You know, we send out an email every week, and somebody sent me a copy of when he got the email. Before he could read the email, there was a warning over it, put over it by Google, and said, this group has been known to be put out, or this site is known to put out spam mail. So I want you to think about that. So I don't know it. I don't see it. Some of you haven't told me, but this guy actually sent me a screenshot of it. So if you're not getting my emails, let's do it this way. Just sign up for the text messaging. That's right. Just text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. Give your message. Show starting. This is what's coming up. This is what's going on. I won't say I'm tired of fighting these people, but I'm just going to keep slamming them head on. Maybe I'm slamming my own head, but I'm going to keep slamming them head on. And I need your help. And if you want people like us to stay on the air, if you want people like us to keep fighting, then you need to support us. Whether it's me or another conservative commentator that you like, you need to support us. Maybe that's with money. Maybe it's getting more people to listen to the show. And maybe that's simply dialing some of the local radio stations and asking them why they're not taking the show. Anyway, Joe Macedo, your host. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate the time she spends with us on the air. A little bit of a different take. She's up in that, well, actually, you're up in the jungle, too. You know, people say, what are you doing in California? When are you getting out? It ain't that much better for you there in New Hampshire.
No, not with these nitwits that are running the show right now.
They're not. That's not new, though, Kimberly. You've had nitwits running the show up there for a long time.
That's true, even Republicans, but the Republicans weren't as bad.
Think maybe they flip a coin up there, right? They just go, okay, maybe this month we'll do Republicans, or this year we'll do I mean, seriously, there's not much difference between the two of them up there.
Well, there is. With a bunch of them, there is, but this past election, Democrats literally bought the election, so it was a different ball game this last election. It was different than what we've ever seen. Yeah. So
I don't know.
Hopefully the GOP learned their lesson.
From what I read, it's kind of like they're so melting into each other. I'd like to say we're ready for a third party, but if we try to go for a third party, we'd probably be full socialist in less than two election cycles because we can never get.
Well, we actually have a third party that was on the ballot last election, but they lost. The Libertarian Party, they lost across
the
board, and they're not even
together.
They didn't even get on the ballot.
Who's the guy from
the ballot for the next one?
I've had him on a couple of times. He was actually Libertarian. Vice presidential candidate Wayne Allen Root. I've had him on the show a couple of times. Okay, he finally re-registered as a Republican. He said, "Look, they can't get their act together. The problem is
they can't.
They're not cohesive. They can't get their act together, and that's why he got out of the Libertarian Party. Although he still has Libertarian principles, you know, he still
of course. So yeah, you can bring those into the Republican Party. I'm like Rand Paul. That's I'm good. That's good.
Right.
But yeah, they've had a couple decades now to get their act together, and they can't. But speaking of libertarians, did you see that Bill Weld officially announced that he's running in the Republican primary against Trump today?
Good for him. Somebody has to have something to do. I mean, seriously, when you haven't been beaten up enough and you want to be whacked around some more, run against Trump, right?
The guy... I just laughed because I literally just laughed. So maybe the Never Trumpers would be really super happy and vote for this moron, but he's not going anywhere.
No.
As soon as he became the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, that's when I wiped my hands clean. I was like, oh, yeah, this is how they're going to go. Gary Johnson was bad enough, but at least he did some good stuff as governor. But Bill Weld, yeah, you lost me for good, kids. You lost me for good. And it was the one year I would have voted Libertarian. It was the first year I would have voted for a Libertarian candidate. Instead, I had to ride in my dog tank.
God. Either he flew under the radar or he was pretty useless. He was the governor of Massachusetts, right?
Yep.
And did he do anything? I mean, what's his
claim to fame?
I think
he might have did some good stuff with the budget, but he was wish-washy. He was known as a drunk, and he's for gun control. So I'm all good. Buddy.
There you go. Right now you're done with him. No, seriously. I look at guys like him. You know, at least with what's his name, Mitt Romney. When he was governor, how the heck did he become governor of Massachusetts? Another one. Anyway, when he was governor of Massachusetts, he was at least willing to take on, he took on the mafia. I mean, not like head on right in front of everybody, but he took on the mafia. He won some minor wins with the mafia, which I thought was pretty cool. But,
and Romney did some good stuff. Romney did some really bad stuff, like universal health care.
Yes.
And he was for gun control as well. So Romney's a shyster, too. They all stink. Put it this way, kids. If anyone is from Massachusetts, just don't vote for them. I'm telling you right now, anybody who is running for president from Massachusetts, do not vote for them. Period. I don't care. RLD, whatever it is, don't do it.
Well, you know, my dad says, well, what do you think about something, Joe? He says, the last three speakers of the House in Massachusetts were indicted. What does that tell you about the government in Massachusetts?
It's really bad. It's really bad.
They have no friends in the DA's office. That's what it tells me about them. Anyhow.
Yeah, probably.
They haven't figured out how to
bury
you.
Or they made somebody in that office mad.
Really, no kidding, right? Really mad. You got any thoughts on the Notre Dame Cathedral? I know that some people, I mean, it is devastating. It is, whether you're religious or not, 850 years, I think, is what it lasted. Or it went through a lot in
860 years. You know what? Obviously, it's a landmark, right? Yeah. But the truly sad thing about it, because they can rebuild it, and that's okay. But the truly sad thing is about this whole situation, and I've been watching it on social media. 20 years ago, We would have never thought anything other than, yes, this was a construction accident. But it's 2019, and there have been a slew of fires in Christian churches across France. And we know, you know, there's other issues with terrorism around the world. It's sad that in 2019, that's one of the first things people think about.
That's a good point.
It's sad that that's where we are in this country, that instantly people think, yeah, right, it was a construction accident. Then people instantly think it was an act of terrorism. Doesn't matter by who, because people have been bringing up a slew of different potential suspects. But it's sad that that's where we are in 2019. It really, really is. And that's my thoughts on it. I mean, it's devastating for the people of Paris and for Catholics, especially because that's an iconic cathedral. But it's who knows if we'll ever find out what happened, because the place is mostly destroyed. Luckily, they still have the belfries in place. The two towers are still in place, so they can rebuild. But
I got to tell you something. There's a lot of hypocrisy here, though. The thing I think is really funny is that France is probably one of the most secular countries there in Europe right now. You know, and they have pictures of thousands and thousands of people, you know, on their knees around the cathedral praying. I'm not going to make fun of them praying, because, you know, they probably were sincere in that. But, you know, really, I mean, we're talking about a secular country. And the only people that go to these churches and go to these kind of things is they find them full and overwhelmed on things like, you know, coming up this Sunday, what they refer to as Easter Sunday. This is Holy Week over there. Otherwise, they could care less. So I don't know. Little observation of mine. Take it for what it's worth.
Well, no. You're right. I mean, what is the running sort of joke? There's Catholics, and then there's Catholics who are Catholic on Easter and Christmas.
Yes.
It's not just Catholics. It's Christians.
It's the same thing I say. Christians, Catholics, Jews, and even Muslims, right? They only have these high holy days, and it's the only time they can find the mosque, the church, or the synagogue. Other than that, you know, and only if they have Google turned on. We'll be back in a minute. Go and see your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product for women. See if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You have the manners of a goat. And you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, I had a guy send me an email. I keep telling him to go out and buy the book. The book, my book was released in 2016 when, actually right after President Trump won. And I had a guy send me an email, said, hey, got the book, loved your book. Where's the second volume? You ended it after Trump won. You have so much more you could put in another book. Yeah, well, I'm working on it. Buy up these first. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Kimberly Marin joins me, and she does every week to help me kick the week off. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Always a lot of fun. All right, so let me poke you a little bit here. I don't know if you heard this. Did you hear that Senator Cory Booker says the U.S. will be less safe if President Trump dumps illegal aliens into these sanctuary cities? Think about that.
Welcome to the Republican Party, Mr. Booker.
But they
That's
say
exactly what people have been saying for years.
They say it with such a straight face. They say it like it's never been heard before.
So it's okay to have them in the country in general. That's not going to make people unsafe. But if you put them in a sanctuary city where the Democrats want them to come and freely roam about the country illegally, that's... Wait, you can't have it both ways. This is brilliant on Trump's part, in my opinion, because it's getting Democrats to admit. I mean, even that crackpot Cher said it was insane, right?
Yes.
She said what everybody else has been saying. We have our own homeless and veterans and our children and families that need help before we help illegal aliens.
Yeah, but she was back. Oh, God. When did she do this? Quite a few years ago.
It was.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? She came.
I know
out.
Which tweet. It's a tweet, right?
Yeah. Where is it? I thought I pulled it up earlier when I saw it. Yeah, there it is. I got it. I beat the two of you.
I just flipped across my Twitter feed. That's why it made me think of it.
So back September 17th. She said, those who can must take a dreamer in their home and protect them. I'm ready to do this, and others in my business will do the same. Just yesterday or the day before, she tweets out, I understand helping struggling immigrants, but my city, Los Angeles, isn't taking care of its own. What about the 50,000 citizens who live on the streets, people who live below the poverty line and hunger? If my state can't take care of its own... And what about the vets? You know, she's like jumping all over the place now. All of a sudden, what, reality kicks in? Are they having a fear moment? I mean, what the heck?
It's that's how bad it is. And that's how hypocritical and, let's just face it, dumb these people are. Because this is the same stuff lots of people, not just Republicans, have been saying for a long time. And... they didn't care. They just, you know, slammed it down. Oh, you're racist. You're xenophobic. You're blah, 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 this and that. Insert whatever name you want.
Yeah.
And now they're trying. Unfortunately, they aren't going to get the full picture. Right. They're on the brink of actually thinking for themselves, but it's not going to go. They're not going to go the full blown way.
No.
Which is sad, but that's reality.
Yeah. No, they won't. And they won't go the full blown mostly. Because then they have to admit defeat, right? They have to admit that they were wrong. And for some odd reason, this group of people can never admit that. Notice that? It doesn't matter what it is. There's no apology. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess we blew that one.
Nope.
No, none of that.
No, and that is truly the sad part because, you know, you can have conversations. And if someone presents you with information, it's okay to say, oh, I was wrong or I didn't know that.
I wasn't aware.
I changed my mind.
Yep.
But these people, even if you present them with information on a silver platter that is all facts and evidence, they refuse to admit that they were wrong or that maybe they changed their mind a little because they were presented with that factual information.
Yeah. Well, they're your facts. But you know, just ask them, they'll tell you. Right?
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
that's the one I've always got the biggest kick out of. It's kind of like I actually had a liberal walk out of a show once because I was reading facts off the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they had their own facts. All right? And they couldn't handle they couldn't handle it the other way. Irritating as heck.
They never can. I had my local Moms Demand Bloomberg state rep post an editorial from the Nimrods at the Boston Globe. So Boston Globe, you already know it's a bad editorial, right? I read it, and it's completely false information about gun control laws between Mass, Maine, New Hampshire, etc. I won't even go into it. Completely false. So, of course, I had to correct my state rep, and then send her the facts because what they talked about in this editorial was not true. So, like, here's the actual FBI stats. She's not going to believe it. She was bought and paid for by Bloomberg. These people don't care about the facts. They care about their feelings.
So I don't know if you heard this weekend, the numbers were in on fundraising for everybody, and here's the surprise. People hate Trump so much that they only gave him $30 million. So they raised $30 million in the first quarter, which is far more than any candidate on the Democratic presidential, you know, the list that they have for 2020. And 99, now, you ready for this one? 99% of his donations were $200 or less, which means the average Joe was the, were the ones giving it to him.
Right.
Think about that.
That must have made their little pea brains explode.
Well, they don't, you know, you realize that most of us, they don't believe. Like, I love Bernie Sanders come out tonight, and one of the comments he made, the president, President Trump couldn't tell the truth. Nothing he says is true. Everything he says, I'm thinking, really? Is that really? This is, you are a Mrs. Clinton kisser-upper, and you're going to talk about lying? Are you serious?
Now, what I'd like to know is how much was the take for all the Democrats combined? Do you know?
Close. Let's see. Bernie raised $18 million. Senator Kamala Harris, she brought in 12. Beto O'Rourke, the Irish guy.
So right there, two of them brought in. Wait, but listen, my point is right there, two of them brought in the equivalent to Trump, and there's, what, 25, 30, 40, 50 of them in it?
Yeah.
Remember, didn't Hillary Clinton spend over $1 billion on the last campaign?
Yep. Yeah, and that's the other funny thing is that she had over 900 people working for her. She spent close to she spent over $1 billion, and what did he spend? $600 million? $700 million, he had 90 people working for him. He had 90 people on the payroll. They were making fun of him. They said he's not serious. He's not going after the money. He doesn't have enough people on his payroll. He's not serious. Well, I guess he was.
So, but, like I said, Democrats did buy the elections in the last election across the country. They are going to try to do it again this time. They've learned.
I can't see how they have the money, though, Kimberly.
They're going to have the money because they have millionaires and billionaires who toss money at them like they're strippers on a dance floor. I'm not kidding.
I hear you.
These people.
You should have added.
I never used that analogy, but that's pretty much perfect.
On a sailor ship. Yeah, there you go. Got it. So.
But.
Yeah.
They're going to spend, we thought we saw a lot of money flowing through in 2016 or 2018. It's going to be way worse in 2020.
Wow.
And it's going to be all these left-wing orgs, all the candidates. There's going to be massive amounts of cash to try to push to make Democrats win, especially to take the White House back.
Well, the RNC raised a record-breaking $45 million.
So, it's not the RNC or listen, it's not the RNC or DNC. It's all the other organizations that do all kinds of free stuff and give all kinds of money to candidates.
Oh, yeah.
All these left-wing organizations, there's thousands of them. And they have all kinds of money, all kinds of activists they pay.
Yep.
And I don't know that let's hope the GOP can get off its rear end and do the same thing.
You're right about the SEIU and all the others. But you know what?
Yes.
Even Bernie, to his, to my surprise, came out tonight and said, if we keep attacking Trump, we're just going to lose. I was like, whoa.
That's true.
Wow.
They don't have anything to offer. I'm sorry, offering free stuff isn't free because your younger crowd or your base might think that's great, but the rest of the country, including middle America, know that someone has to pay for that. There's no money tree. Our taxes will go up. We understand that.
Well, I was going to wish you a happy tax day, but I know that, you know, we're out of time, and you won't get to sleep till tomorrow morning sometime if I do that. So
taxation is theft. Calvin Coolidge said, if you tax beyond what is necessary, it is legalized robbery.
Ooh.
And he's my favorite president.
He's right. All right. Where can people find your writings?
New Hampshire Political Buzz, graniterock.com, and you can find me on Conservative IND.
Well, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up. And yes, after the break, I'm going to wish you a happy tax day and tell you why. Well, unless you're a Democrat. We'll be back in a little bit. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side.